was around. Do I feel guilty about an imperfect life, you ask? It's time for me to take what's mine is mine. I don't want to live in the present times. I make myself ill, at times I'm happy, but your society makes me sad. Sylvain Sylvain, and my theme song these days, Your Society Makes Me Sad. Yeah. Cover of a Johnny Thunder song, actually. Yeah, I watch too much news. Your Society Makes Me Sad. Stop Anti-Semitism. Yes. Free Palestine. Yes. But, you know, would you mind filling out this questionnaire so I can understand exactly where you're coming from, so I can make up my mind whether I want to raise my fist and support with you on these issues and others? Oh. John Mellencamp from a surprisingly great record before that, called Orpheus Descending. We heard Hey God. Yeah, great record. Wasn't expecting, you know, the last album John put out had a few songs featuring Bruce Springsteen on them. And I thought, oh, this will be good. And it's like, eh, whatever. Didn't do much for me. But this new one is great. And there's actually a song on it written by Bruce Springsteen that Bruce doesn't actually appear on, per se. And it's great, too. The whole record, really. Solid from John Mellencamp. Wasn't expecting that, really. And before that, record that, yeah, just came out right out of the blue. Wasn't expecting anything from this band. And man, it's so great. Cold War Classics Volume 2 from Alabama 3. We started off with the single version of I'd Never Seen the Sunshine, featuring Dominic Chianese, and from the album Thank You was the number we heard. That one in the Mellencamp and went along well, I thought, with Your Society Makes Me Sad. Yeah. Well, it doesn't make me sad that Black Friday, Record Store Day edition, or no, it should be the other way around, shouldn't it? Black Friday edition of Record Store Day happens this Friday at various record stores around town. Of course, Black Friday is still not, you know, the big thing it is in the States here in Canada, but still, it's a thing, and still, we get some cool records coming out this Friday. One that I was really looking forward to, it was at the top of my list. It's not at the top of my list anymore, because it turns out I've owned it for the last 29 years. I just forgot about it. Now at the top of my list is the Lenny K. Christmas 7-inch. If any of you are out hunting for records this weekend and you see the Lenny K. Christmas 7-inch, let me know, okay? I may want you to pick it up for me. I don't know if I'm going to get out or not. We'll talk about the reason why in a minute. But yeah, the thing that I was really looking forward to initially was a 10-inch vinyl from the Waterboys. Apparently, the Waterboys has like this 6-CD box set coming out of the album This Is the Sea. And they were pre-releasing an alternate version of the title track to the album, a fast version, as it were, featuring none other than Tom Verlaine from Television on guitar. I thought, wow, the Waterboys with Tom Verlaine, how orgasmic is that going to be? And so looking forward to it. I thought, oh, I got to run out first thing Friday and find somebody that's got this one. And then the more I thought about it, I thought, this is ringing a bell I'd forgotten about. And I investigated a little bit. In 1989, a CD came out called The Secret Life of the Waterboys that featured outtakes from their earlier records recorded between 1981 and 1985, including an alternate version of the title track to their album This Was the Sea that features Tom Verlaine on guitar. Who knew?
You better throw them away. You want
Side to the Waterboys Record Store Day 10-inch coming out this Friday for the Black Friday edition of Record Store Day. The A side we heard at the top of that set, the fast version of This Is the Sea featuring Tom Verlaine on guitar. Originally released 29 years ago on the album The Secret Life of the Waterboys. And they figured we forgot about it. So they'll put a box set out and a Record Store Day 10-inch and get us all excited. But we remembered that it was sitting there in our shelf all along. In between there, we heard Tom Verlaine himself from his very first solo record, self-titled, and a song David Bowie covered on the Scary Monsters album, Kingdom Come. Yeah. So another Record Store Day thing I'd pick up if I found it, but I do not expect to find it here in town. I don't think anybody is going to get it. But if they do, I just might pick it up. It's a tribute album to Kevin Kinney from Drivin' and Cryin'. And a whole bunch of folks doing mostly kind of obscure Kevin Kinney songs. There's a couple of hits on there, but not many. Most of them are deep cuts. And it's a benefit thing for some function or other. I forget what exactly, but yeah, you can buy it and do some good along the way. And I'm sure they've got fine choices. And there's even a couple of songs that have actually been released already as singles. And money's already being generated for those charities, including one we're going to hear from our old pal Reckless Eric in this set of music. But here's a cut that's on the album. It's going to be performed by none other than Jason Isbell, famous Kevin Kinney fanatic himself. He covered a song on his Georgia Blue covers album, which was sung by a guy named Sadler Vardin, which we're going to hear as well. But yeah, there's a Jason Isbell version of this next song on this Record Store Day Kevin Kinney tribute record coming out. But here's the original version from Drivin' and Cryin's Fly Me Courageous album. This is called Look What You've Done to Your Brother. Confused in
15 of their own. With nothing in his pockets, his hands to the sky, and nowhere else to go. Can you see it? Oh, believe it. It's in the corner, man, who's never been. So come with me, I'll show you.
Telling you about, filled with sun, crimson.
from the soon-to-be-released tribute album to Kevin Kinney. It comes out this Friday for the Black Friday version of Record Store Day. That was Reckless Eric and The House Above Tina's Grocery. Before that, from Jason Isbell's covers album of all Georgia artists called Georgia Blue, we heard his version of Drivin' and Cryin's Honeysuckle Blue, and Drivin' and Cryin' themselves at the top of that set with Look What You've Done to Your Brother, which is slated to be covered by Jason Isbell on that self-same Kevin Kinney tribute record coming out Friday. Yeah, Black Friday, this Friday, you know, Record Store Day, you might want to do some running around to the record store, see what you can find, some neat stuff coming out. There's a big double Graham Parsons, Emmylou Harris live thing that looks kind of tasty, although that's just, it's like a Record Store Day first thing. It's coming out anyways, so, like, big deal. I don't know, there's not that many things, but yeah, if you do find that Lenny K. Christmas 7-inch, let me know. We're looking for that. But you know what else is happening this Friday? Actually, there's two things very exciting happening Friday also, and all weekend for that matter. Remember Sound Exchange? The Bishop Family Record Store there, just around the corner here from the U of W on Portage Avenue. Jeff passed away a few years ago. It's been sitting there dormant ever since. Friends and family, I guess Jeff's mom passed away semi-recently after, being in hospice care for a long time. But I guess friends and whatever remaining family there is have finally got together, and they're getting rid of everything that's in the store, and it's going up for sale pretty cheap this Friday and Saturday, 8 a.m. to something, I don't know. Get there early anyways if you want a bargain. Apparently all used records, $5, sealed records, $10, $2 for CDs, $1 for cassettes, and various prices for memorabilia, which is probably coming out through ears. So who knows what you'll find there. Also happening Black Friday weekend at the Stew Dome, deals on gig posters and gig poster calendars. A good time to remind you that this edition of the Twang Trust brought to you by the guys and gals down at gigposters204.com, a veritable museum of Winnipeg concert posters of yore, going all the way back to the 1950s right up till today. The third calendar is coming out this year. Well, it's out. It's been out for a while. And, it also doubles as the third issue of Bruceness magazine, my longtime Springsteen fanzine that started way back in 1981. I guess the first issue came out. Started in 1980. And, made two issues. And, of course, Bruce coming to town for the very first time next year. Supposed to have been this year. Now it's next year. We're still full of faith that it's going to happen. And to mark the occasion, we decided to resurrect Bruceness alongside the calendar. So, that's what we're doing this year. And the calendar is $25. And, of course, you can buy a combo pack, which comes with your choice of a gig poster, an 11x17 gig poster of your choice from our archives. Just check out gigposters204.com. See what you might like to stick on your wall and let me know, and we'll put one of those posters along with a calendar. That's $40. A bit of a bargain. But it's even more of a bargain this weekend because the calendar we're letting go just for Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. We're letting them go for $20 a pop, and the combo pack is $35. So, yeah, bargains, bargains, bargains. Gig posters, 204. That's what you need. It's the only gift worth giving or receiving this year. So, yeah, keep that in mind. We'll be around all weekend. Come on by. Pick one up at the Stu Dome, 1025 Grosvenor Avenue. And the Bruce aspect of the calendar, I mean, it's not all Bruce, but there's 3 months. Of course, there's 3 months that feature Bruceness. But, of course, Bruce never played here, so how can we have a poster, a Springsteen Winnipeg poster, when the show hasn't happened? Well, what we've done, we've got a few posters of our favorite Winnipeg Springsteen shows over the years that never happened. So, yeah, so there's even a future poster. There's the Springsteen on Grosvenor poster, which, Bruce will be looking to play Living Rooms pretty soon. So we've got the poster ready to go for him. And also there's, of course, we all remember the year that Bruce played Sunfest back in Gimli in the early 90s. Remember that one? Well, we got that poster in the calendar. And then, of course, who can forget the time he played the concert hall, the big double bill with Anne Murray. Yes, the Lady and the Tramp tour that went right across Canada in 1974. Bruce Springsteen and Anne Murray. You know, Canada's sweetheart and a bum from New Jersey. You can get that poster. It's available in this year's Gig Posters 204 calendar on sale this weekend for the low, low price of $20 at the Stu Dome. And it is available elsewhere, but they're not going to give you a deal if you go buy it at McNally Robinson or Entertainment Exchange at Grant Park or Into the Music downtown or at Argy's in St. Vitale. But you can get them there if you want. But you can come to the Stu Dome, and we're fancy now at the Stu Dome. We can accept debit or credit along with cash and e-transfer. Yeah. That's pretty fancy, I'd say. But anyways, in tribute to all that, why don't we hear from that great duo of Bruce Springsteen and Anne Murray now here on the Twang Trust. Here's Anne from her album that they were touring around back in 1974 called Highly Prized Possession. This is Anne's version of an old Beatles favorite.
Taking the easy way out. teacher danced with a thumbscrew woman, did a double quick backflip and slid across the floor. The Catholic traffic flowed freely across the river, and fiddlestick fiddled quick out the front door. All right. Oh, baby dumpling, mama's in the back tree. If the bow breaks, mama might fall. Little sad and only, baby, don't be lonely. Oh, mama knows arithmetic, knows how to take a fall. Mama knows arithmetic, knows how to take a fall. And the kids are crying, flap jacks make them back to me in the morning. Little Jack, grab your hat, you're the breakfast call. Muskrat, better cat, kick them in the fireplace. There's someone in the kitchen blowing Dinah on their horn. There's someone in the kitchen blowing Dinah like they're born. Like a monkey mule kicking on the backslide. Over hill, over hill, daddy, don't you spill now. Papa got a switch stick, he's pumping little Bill. Papa got a switch stick, he's pumping little Bill. And Billy, he's crying, tomahawk, tomahawk, daddy, better duck now. The Mohawks, they're still out there in the woods. Minotaur, walking up, running through my dreams now with fire on their fingertips and engine screams. Fire on their fingertips and feathers made of moonbeams. Get funny. A fir tree, branches full of candlesticks for baby and me. And my darling cried, she said, honey, the weather vane lately, it's been pointing the way to heaven. Scatter brains, scatter brains, watch out where you fall. Champagne, champagne around for all the old choir boys. They're busting off the altar, chasing Dinah through the hall. They're busting off the altar, chasing Dinah through the hall. And like kids, they're crying. Flapjacks make them back early in the morning. Little Jack, grab your hat, get a breakfast call. Muskrat, fireplace. There's someone in the kitchen blowing Dinah on their horn. There's someone in the kitchen blowing Dinah like they're born. Have mercy.
Hey there, Winnipeg. This is John Sebastian. The punches are coming fast and hard here on the Twang Trust, 95.9 FM.
This is called Darling Be Home Soon from John Sebastian. John Sebastian. Oh, we got some John Sebastian fans here. Lovely, 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 lovely. That's a good chord to start on.
Yeah, why not? Better now, I suppose.
Come and talk of all the things we did today. and laugh about our funny little ways, for we have a few minutes to breathe, and I know that it's time you must leave. So darling, for the great relief of having you to talk to. And now a quarter of my life is almost past. To see myself at last, and I know that the time spent confused was the time that I spent without you.
You know.
I don't know if Naughty Holder burped during Darling Be Home Soon when they played Winnipeg on July 11th, 1976. But, yeah, he certainly did there, didn't he? That was from Slade Alive, the 11 Spoonfuls, Darling Be Home Soon. Inimitably been covered there by Slade. You can buy the poster for that show if you like. From Gig Posters 204, you could get that in a combo pack with the 2024 calendar. You could get it for yourself, or you could get it for a loved one. You know, I had a guy come to the door the other day. This old guy, he was old. He told me he was 71 years old, and he'd seen the calendar at a party the night before. I don't know whose copy he saw or what kind of party it was. Sounds like a great party if they're checking out gig poster calendars at it. Sounds like a blast. But anyways, somebody told him where to get one, and a guy comes by, knocks on the door. He wants five of the things, bought five of them off me. And he was just raving about it. That's the thing. You know, this thing, I don't know. It seems to be stiffing this year. I have a feeling I'm going to lose a small fortune. But the people that love him just love him to bits. And I love the people that love him. And it's a ton of fun talking to him and stuff. And, you know, I've got posters sitting in record stores, a few of the record stores around town. Like, well, they got him at McNally and Into the Music and RG's and Entertainment Exchange, and it's always a gas whenever I go into one of those stores and somebody's looking through the bin of posters, and there's usually a couple people looking through them, and it's, you know, they're like, oh, I remember this show, and just reminiscing about how great the show was, or it's like, I can't believe this happened. I can't believe the Tragically Hip played the U of M. Stuff like that. It's just, warms my heart. Makes losing thousands of dollars all worthwhile. Of course, you can do your bit to make sure that doesn't happen by buying one of the damn things. And, on sale this weekend at the Studome, $20. $35 for a combo pack. All your friends will love it. Guaranteed. And of course, you also get the tour poster for the 1974 Double Bill Tour that went all across Canada. Anne Murray and Bruce Springsteen, 1974, Lady and the Tramp Tour. From Bruce, we heard Bishop Danced, and from Anne, we heard Day Tripper. Both those songs performed at that show in 1974 at the Centennial Concert Hall. I have it on Reel to Reel. I have a bootleg on Reel to Reel from that show. It's true. No, it's not. But yeah, all kinds of fun in there. Did you know, a lot of people don't even know this happened, that Pink Floyd played the concert hall? It's true. Pink Floyd played the concert hall in 1970. Same year Led Zeppelin did that big thing. Man, I've sold about a billion copies of the Led Zeppelin poster from the Man Pop show that happened. Yep. Probably the most popular of the gig posters 204 items. But coming up fast behind him is the poster that I uncovered recently from that 1970 show with Pink Floyd. Yep. The album they had out at the time was Adam Hart Mother. And the poster goes along great with... Why is this doing this? I'm trying to cue something up while I'm talking, and it's not doing what it's supposed to do. What's wrong with you? Where did my CD go? No, that's not it. What do I do with it? It's not here either, is it? No. Someone stole my CD. I was sitting here rocking out with Slade. Somebody walks into the studio, takes my CD, runs home with it. So, there it is. We're going to fix this in editing. We are. But like I was saying, yeah, Pink Floyd, the album they were touring back in 1970, when they played the concert hall, was Adam Hart Mother. That's the one. It had a big picture of a cow on it. And the poster for the show also has a picture, a big picture of a cow. And, yeah, it's a lot of fun. You should get one from that album. This is called If. Pink Floyd on the Twang Trust.
If I would have sworn